Right now, we are going to talk about the word they, which is being used more and more as a singular pronoun, as in something you would say when you don't know a person's gender or you want to be gender neutral. Joining us now from New York is Ben Zimmer, who's executive editor of Vocabulary.com. He is a linguist and author of the weekly Wall Street Journal column Word on the Street. And Ben, you say people are using this word they as a singular pronoun more often. What do you think about that?
Well, the fact is people have been doing it for centuries and that it may be appearing in oral use quite a lot. When it's written down, people very often have more trouble with it because it doesn't accord with standard grammar. According to the standard point of view, they has to agree only with a plural antecedent. And so because English doesn't have a gender-neutral singular third-person pronoun, they has been a kind of a stopgap or a solution to that problem for centuries. I mean, you can trace it in historical texts through Chaucer and Shakespeare and Jane Austen. So it's been around for a long time, but it seems ungrammatical, obviously, because we all learn that they is a plural pronoun. He and she are singular pronouns. So using they as a solution to the problem of the lack of the gender-neutral pronoun rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But there's been an interesting move lately to use they when you are speaking about a particular person that is known to the people who are speaking. And that can happen nowadays, actually, because of a kind of an inclusivity in terms of gender identity, where, for instance, in the transgender community, they may be embraced as a pronoun to use to refer to a person who does not want to identify according to the standard gender binary of he and she.
So give me an example of that. If we're talking about a transgender person named Susie.
You could say that Susie writes their blog on a daily basis. And again, the first time you see something like that, it may seem very strange. But it's something that a growing number of people are embracing in terms of gender identity. They may identify as transgender, gender fluid, gender queer. And in those cases, the old sort of gender binary doesn't really work anymore, and the old pronouns don't work anymore. There have been innovations in terms of coming up with new pronouns, like, for instance, Z spelled Z-E or X-E or E, just the letter E instead of he or she. But the solution is pretty much right in front of our faces because they has been a solution to this problem for so many centuries.
But I guess beyond the transgender community, what would the reason be to use they as opposed to he or she?
I mean, if you think about the kind of generic pronouns that we use when we don't want to refer specifically to someone's gender, other languages have good ways of dealing with this. In English, you know, he, the masculine pronoun he, has often been used as this kind of generic pronoun. But pretty much since the 1970s, that's fallen out of favor as there's been a push towards non-sexist language. And so in its place comes he or she, he slash she in writing, or sometimes even S slash H-E. Or you could alternate pronouns between he and she. I mean, there are all sorts of things that people have tried. But again, they is a solution that is, I think, most acceptable because it has this long, centuries-old pattern of usage, even amongst the most reputable writers in English. And so I think that if we look at that history and where we are now, we can see that they is sort of the leading candidate to fill that role of that gender-neutral pronoun.
What about one? And I'm thinking of in French, you could say il peut, he can. You could say elle peut, she can. You could also say on peut, one can. Couldn't you substitute one instead of using they as a singular?
It's possible, although at least for American English speakers, it can sound very stilted. I think that might be a bit more common in British English. If you say, everyone, please return to one's seat, at least for an American audience, that would immediately sound very peculiar.
Does language typically evolve when culture or society changes in this way? And as you're talking about using something, a term that's sort of gender neutral, I'm thinking of last year when Facebook started offering 56 options how users identify their gender.
Right. I mean, the Facebook example is a good one to show how social norms may be changing around not just pronoun usage, but also other terms that we use for gender identity. And it can be a bit daunting, a bit overwhelming, if you're used to, again, the old gender binary, to be faced with all of these different choices that people may be opting for these days. And there may be some pushback against that as well to say that this is sort of political correctness run amok. But what we are seeing in general is a kind of a move towards inclusivity when it comes to using language to identify people so that we're not so locked into the old sort of boxes of he and she. But these things that seem peculiar at first very often become more common or more expected. Innovations sometimes work into the language until they become unremarkable. An example that I like to use is the honorific Ms., which I discovered there were proposals for Ms. as an honorific, not referring to a woman's marital status, going all the way back to 1901. But it didn't really start gaining traction until the 1960s and early 1970s when feminists embraced it. But over time, Ms., again, became rather unremarkable. It became more accepted. Well, yeah, why not have something that doesn't have to refer to a woman's marital status? So by now, it's not seen as a political statement to use that term. And so these changes do happen sometimes. Of course, when you're talking about pronouns, they seem like really fundamental building blocks to the language. So that may be one way that language tends to be more conservative when it comes to those parts of the language that seem more basic.
So are you ready to start using they as a singular?
Yeah, you know, and I feel like I do it all the time. Again, when I'm speaking English, I probably do it just if I say referring to a person in general. And I think I'm coming around, too, to the new uses of they, where we're talking about a single person who may very well choose to use they as part of their gender identity. And the peculiar nature of that, I think, is something that people sort of get used to and understand better exactly, you know, how it works the more they hear it.
Ben Zimmer, author of the weekly Wall Street Journal column Word on the Street, executive editor of vocabulary.com. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, here's a term that is unfortunately gaining traction. Selfie stick. You've seen them, the idiotic plastic or metal arms that tourists all over the world are using to take medium-distance selfies with their phones. I was in Europe last week and saw them for myself in front of the Rosetta Stone at the British Museum in London, underneath the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Even on a train, a couple decided to take a photograph of themselves from above, perhaps to avoid the double chin they would have had after scarfing down those Pringles, very loudly, I might add. Some have already taken the appropriate step of banning selfie sticks at the Coachella and Lollapalooza music festivals, at certain sporting events. But I have a suggestion for those interested in buying one of these things. It'll save you some money. When you want to take a selfie, go over to a nearby human and ask if they'll take the photo for you. It's the kind of thing that has been done for generations, even as the technology has changed. And what happened to Clark Griswold and his family in European vacation almost never happens.
Okay. Fromage.
Fromage.
Fromage. Fromage.
No, fromage. Cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese.
Ah, une idée. Enlevez les chaussures et dans la fontaine. Merveilleux. Oui, les shoes, dans l'eau, vous.
Oh, yeah, let's take our shoes off and get in the water.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's fun.
Très bien.
And you guessed it, the guy takes the camera and runs off. But again, very unlikely. It appears I do have at least one person on my side on this issue. On Urban Dictionary, the definition of selfie stick is an elongated rod, usually made out of plastic or steel, with a camera on one end and a dense moron on the other. Your thoughts at hereandnow.org or send me a tweet at Jeremy Hobson. Just don't send me a selfie you took with a selfie stick. Please, I'm begging you.